You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, game one did not go the way the Hawks were hoping. But the good news is there's 81 more to go. And a chance to recoup after tonight. We told you it would take a little while for the chemistry. Didn't think it would take, would go like this tonight. But it did. So, final score here in Atlanta on opening night. The Raptors, 138. And the Hawks, 118.
Yeah. Well put, Steve. That's Steve Holman with the final call of the Hawks opening game loss last night to the Raptors, 138-118 at home. They got smoked, like just flat out destroyed last night by the Toronto Raptors. They gave up 110 points through the first three quarters of the game, and you're not going to win a lot of games when you do stuff like that. You know, I mean, it was sloppy. It was disjointed. They didn't play a lick of defense. It looked like a bunch of guys that just met before the game and were like, hey, you want to go run? All right, let's go. All right. This is our five? Great, let's go. So hopefully as they get more familiar with one another, that will start to look a little bit better. But, yeah, for all the excitement of opening night and the new players and this guy's back and this guy's healthy and all that kind of stuff, pretty much a dud on opening night from the Hawks.
So a couple things jumped out at me, obviously, in regards to this. First off, you were right there, and then you weren't, and it happened quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 4.5 minutes, maybe less. Yeah. You were down three. Mm-hmm. And then
they went on an 18-2
run, and then game's over, yep. Right? And then the game's over. And so that's a late third quarter. Obviously, that's super frustrating. I think because we've been doing this now for 8 weeks in the NFL season. You cannot react. Remember, like it's baseball, a lot of these. Like Steve said, there's 81 of these. You cannot react to every game like it is week one, week two, week three. There's a lot of these. And when I look at, again, just trying to compare it very quickly to the Falcons, how low everyone was after the Carolina game, how high everyone was after the Buffalo win. There's a chance you go on the road. Now, I'm not going to sit here and make an argument like you're favored in this game, but you know how things turn around oddly in the NBA. There's a chance you go on the road against Orlando and win, and it kind of makes up for this in certain ways. And so we're going to have to ride the wave. And you talked about it yesterday, trying to slow roll properly as you should. It's going to take time. Everyone around this team has said they're not going to be at their peak immediately. I think we saw that in a multitude of ways yesterday. Obviously, Dyson Daniels gets in foul trouble immediately. Every time he steps on the floor, he gets called for a foul. not much impact there defensively. Just weren't making shots.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, on that 18-2 run where the game slipped away, they didn't have bad looks. They just couldn't make a shot.
And then after the run, you tried to play fast to get into it, and it just got sloppier and sloppier. And that's where the transition baskets, the fast break points, and all that came into play.
Yeah, I mean,
wasn't your best game.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful. And it's okay to say. Yeah, it doesn't mean the season's down the tube or anything like that, but also no one wants to hear that. Like, no, you only say it's, well, there's 81 of them left. No one would have said that if they won 138-118.
Well, and the other hesitation you have is a Braves start 0-7.
Right.
All right. We got 155, math, whatever. 154, 155, right?
Yeah, you got it.
155 games left. Uh-huh. They'll straighten it out.
They didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't. Yeah.
And again, it's not the same level of concern, but you also just can't start in no man's land and hope and tell yourself it's going to be all right. Sometimes it wasn't all right.
Yeah,
and
it's, so, also, it's also just no fun to start the season by falling flat on your face at home when the whole offseason's been about this guy's here and this guy's here and this is new and we're excited and expectations are here. And then you just go and, you know.
Can I tell you how bad it was last night? And we just displayed how sometimes I'm good at math and sometimes maybe not, and I question myself. I looked at the score and thought it was 10 points closer than it was.
Oh, I know. Sometimes
I looked at the score. I was like, they're down 12. They can get back into this.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it took me like 2.5 minutes. I'm like, oh, wait.
I have a really,
they're down 22.
I have a really hard time with NBA scores when someone's in the high 80s and their opponent is in like the low 110s.
Yeah, the wraparounds.
I'm like, oh, that's not 14. That's 24.
Yeah, that was me last night, oh, man. That was me.
That's way more than I thought.
In my head, I was like, well, they were up 3, and then they went on an 18-2 yeah. run. How are we back within 12? I'm like, oh, 22.
It is really
right,
weird. There are some scores, and it happens in football too, where it's like sometimes they feel way bigger than they are, and it's like, well, really, that's only a touchdown and a field goal. Like, that's not that crazy. But, like, I don't know, 13-3 feels way crazier than, like, 23-13 or 17-27 or so. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, Hawks got smoked. That's all there is to it. Here's Trae Young talking about it afterwards.
Obviously, the result was what it was, and it's embarrassing the way we started it. A lot of it, I mean, comes from the preseason. Obviously, the carryover. We didn't really play all five of us, and you could tell by the continuity we had out there, and it wasn't right.
Yeah. So. Kind of treated the preseason the way the Falcons treat the preseason and every team.
Well, and I was you kind of bring that up a little bit.
All right.
Except they all played.
A little bit. But they didn't play together.
But they didn't play together. And that's...
Which, again, I don't... Why? Like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just play.
If you're going to play...
Yeah, just play.
Play them together.
Play them together.
Can I just ask you, what was good? I don't want to hear nothing. Okay.
Jalen Johnson. He looked awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. He looked, obviously healthy, most importantly, but some really impressive passes from Jalen Johnson. Which
he
was
hung
cool
in the air
see.
For 9.2 seconds
kinda
at one
his,
point.
His court vision was really impressive.
Thought Okongwu was good, too.
Okongwu was good, yeah.
On the offensive end,
He was good. And Keaton Wallace is tough as hell.
Chipped a tooth.
Because if I got my teeth cracked, I probably wouldn't come back in that game. But he did, so there you go. Toughness points. Obviously that happened last night. The story of the night in the NBA, and that's before we woke up this morning and the FBI was breaking people's doors down and arresting them, was Wemby. Like, we kind of saw it coming, and obviously there were moments last year where he played at a level, then he got hurt and his season ended, and he spent the offseason training with Monks and Hakeem, and it looks like it. I don't know what you do. Because Anthony Davis seems like one of the guys, if not the guy, in the league that would have some kind of answer for a player
it.
Like that.
I don't.
But if Anthony Davis doesn't, who does?
And this is not no disrespect to AD. This is crazy to say this. He's nowhere near athletic enough. You know what I mean?
But who is? Because Anthony Davis is like
honestly
top three defensive
because
big
of
in the game.
Length, because of whatever, like. Giannis, if he wants to be.
Okay, maybe.
Like, just because of length and athleticism and
strength, too. Because I think that's the one thing you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get physical with
him. And by the way, Giannis is a maybe.
Yeah.
And that guy's
he dunks from
the freakiest freak in the league.
That was.
With the exception of the new freakiest freak in the league. He's not.
He's not a. I mean, he's.
When
a,
you tell me
he's an alien,
that aliens exist.
Yeah, that's.
Him. I'd be like, yeah, I know. We've had Wemby in the league for 4 years.
He plays
I'm
the
aware.
Spurs.
Yeah,
he's hitting step back threes from 25 feet and then doing reverse dunks on guys in traffic.
Did
while
he jump fouled. By the way, or did he just run by the rim and throw it behind him?
It's like a mix.
Looked like he just ran by the rim and
it's
just
like a long jump.
Threw it behind him.
I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Good luck.
I know. I can't wait to watch him play again.
Yeah, I know. It is.
I think he started last night 9-1 to win
MVP. That'll change. That's going to change today.
3-1.
Yeah. See? They're gambling.
Well, I saw the number, man. What do you want me to do?
I know. That is,
ignore
I,
it?
I was just thinking a lot about it today, though, just because of the gambling arrests with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones and all just the culture of sports in general. Like, I've worked at sports radio long enough now to where we had a program director that encouraged us not to ever talk about lines.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When I started, he was like, just don't bring that up because it's not legal and people are uncomfortable with it, whatever. And now it's like, if you don't bring it up, it's like...
Do you even know the game?
Yeah. Do you even watch...
Do you know ball?
Ball, bro, you know? Like, that... I don't know that there's been any bigger cultural change in sports in my lifetime than where we were with gambling and where we are with gambling now. Because it was a flat-out, don't-touch-it brick wall, it's bad. And now it's like...
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, promo code 929.
Yeah. The other thing, Cooper Flagg in that game almost had a highlight of the year. Missed the dunk, and then didn't have a great debut. Not bad, but
that was the first play of the game.
It would have been
that
so
been
sick.
Really cool.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.